To Queensland now, and as the flooding Fitzroy River peaks in Rockhampton this lunchtime, locals are preparing for an inundation that could last several days. Our reporter Nance Haxton is in the town and she joins us now. Nance, what is the mood there today?
Yes, Eleanor, I'm down at the river now and there's certainly quite a crowd here. It's right near Rockhampton CBD, all waiting and watching as the river peaks. Of course, the worry now is not even so much that the peak itself, but how long it will stay in town and how long that massive inundation of water could be here. So it's going to be certainly a very problematic cleanup. But speaking to one of the locals here, Zena, I think she reflects well that there's not a massive level of panic among the locals.
I've got a lot of relatives and people keep calling me because they knew we flooded in 2011, wanting to know what's going on. And I said, yep, we're yet to flood. We still haven't. But it's also quite impressive, as sad as it is also, it's an amazing...
It's a massive water, isn't it?
Massive amounts of water. So, yeah.
And the kids are here too. So
they're
asking you about, are we going to flood this time?
Yeah, I know. Every day they've been asking me, is the water there yet? Are we going to flood this year? And I said, no.
You're pretty confident you'll come through.
Yeah. Well, like I said, if we were going to flood, in 2011 we were seeing it a few days before it actually peaked at our place. And so far we've seen no water. But I take my hat off to the council and in Rockhampton, like the SES, the police, everyone's just been onto it this year, I think. Everyone has been amazing. We've had people come to our door, make sure we're okay, we've got somewhere to stay. And I said, I'm hoping, fingers crossed, we don't flood, but they've been all over it.
That's one Rockhampton resident, Zena Groom there. Nance, one of the most flood-prone suburbs there is Depot Hill. How are the locals there faring?
Yes, it's quite renowned that the people there are often referred to as swampies, as they've lived through a number of floods in that area. But even there, locals such as Trish, who are standing in their house still and watching the waters on the other side of the street, they're also not too concerned.
We are absolutely confident. We've done our homework when we purchased our property and we've got neighbours who have lived in this block for the past 60-odd years on different homes, so they now reside there. So they've lived through many of them.
So the floods really bring people together here and make the community very strong.
It would seem so. It's almost non-eventful. People are coming and going with their lives as normal. We've not experienced any distress that we can see in our area.
Remarkably relaxed. Depot Hill resident Trish Honeyman there speaking to our reporter in Rockhampton, Nance Haxton.